Welcome back to Fair Hope Hospice Presents. We have Heather Huffman, and she is a clinical nurse leader at Fairfield Medical Center in Lancaster. Welcome back, Heather.
Thanks.
And we have Rick Schneider, our community education coordinator. Welcome back, Rick.
Good to be here. I love this show. I learned so much. You know, I'm just here to kind of balance the table so it doesn't tip. But, you know, Heather really is involved with the palliative care, and she's really worked miracles over there.
She's done amazing
what they do.
She has. And one of the things that we would really like to talk about a little more is education. You know, one of the things that we do as a partnership is really try to educate the staff at the hospital and, of course, you know, at Fair Hope about, you know, what palliative care is and what we can do, you know, to help these families. So we are planning a review course. We can talk a little bit about that if you'd like.
Sure. We, myself in partnership here with Denise, our nurses and Fair Hope nurses are going to have a sort of hospice and palliative care certification review course, and our nurses are so excited about it.
Great. We are too. And that's actually sponsored. There's a national board for hospice and palliative nursing certification. And so we will be utilizing, through Midwest Care Alliance, we will be utilizing a nurse, Debbie Heidrich, who actually many years ago when I obtained my certification, she did a nurse review course that I attended. And so she's been doing this a long time. So I think it's going to be really good.
Well, our girls are really excited. I think there's about 8 of us that are going to go to the review course and then sit for certification.
That's great. And I think that, you know, we have some nurses here certified, as well as three of our main doctors are certified. And I know Dr. Murray's sitting for his certification.
Yes.
So it just really shows another stamp of quality and a commitment from us. But we have quite a few nurses that are going to be actually at the review course. And this really just goes over hospice and palliative care and all that symptom management we were talking about, because it really, you know, nurses in hospice and palliative care really have specialized training in symptom management. And, you know, sometimes what we'll do, we actually had Phyllis Grauer, a pharmacist, here last week, and she talked about, you know, all the medicines, and actually some of our doctors actually came to the talk, which was good, the in-service. But, you know, sometimes we'll look at how can we use one medicine to take care of two symptoms if we can.
Right.
So patients don't have to swallow as many medicines. So we kind of look at, or what medicine, you know, towards the end of life is going to be, what are your priority medicines going to be? Because if you can only swallow so many pills, which are the best? Now, that's looking at the end of palliative care, but actually looking throughout the palliative care program, you know, how can we best manage our patient's symptoms? And when we talk about taking care of the whole family, how can we do that and make the care simplified for the family?
Right, and deal with those situations that arise in that stressful time while someone is in palliative care or dealing with an illness.
Sure.
You know, the education for the family is so soothing and comforting. We hear all the time, we explain end-of-life processes, and everybody, when I go to a calling hours or something, they say how wonderful it was that they were told what to expect. It was comforting rather than being unknown and a mystery.
Well, you know, one thing about palliative care, and many times you at the hospital, you'll have patients that you're trying to discharge. You know they need help, but they're not ready for hospice, but they're out. They really need some help. And, you know, with palliative care, they don't have to be confined to their home. So they don't, you know, we can work with home care. We can work with nursing homes with palliative care. We can work in patients' private homes. We can work in assisted livings. The sky's the limit on where palliative care can be provided. So really, it's been a lot easier for the staff at the hospital when they're trying to discharge a patient to know, hey, there's somebody else that can follow them up and visit them. And it's for those patients that are kind of in that gray area, you know. And then there's patients that, you know, can't get to the doctor's office, but sometimes we're the eyes and ears for doctors.
Right.
They, you know, one of the things I think palliative care has been as a consultative type of service, and so we're not really taking over the care as far as our doctors of the patients, but just kind of consulting and making recommendations.
Right, and that consulting helps. It helps not only, like we talked about before, the symptoms, managing those symptoms, but it helps keep patients at home or where they want to be and not
sure.
in the hospital.
I'm just going to say it keeps the readmissions down.
Right.
And that keeps everybody happy.
Because no one likes to be in the hospital. So
right.
The patients that we see a lot, we want to do whatever we can and coordinate whatever we can, resources outside the hospital to keep them outside of the hospital.
Well, and one thing I want to congratulate Fairfield Medical Center on is really reaching out to educate all the healthcare providers in our community. They have the STAR initiative, and then with the there's a network here of providers, there are hospices, home care providers, there's nursing homes, assisted livings, you know, all involved.
Mm-hmm.
And we meet every month, and the hospital has shared things to help keep patients in their homes and comfortable. So we're looking at this as a community of healthcare providers. It's not just, you know, us and the hospital. It's like everybody working together. And I know we just formed a partnership with Rockmill to Rehab that they're dedicating two patient rooms for palliative.
I actually heard that on this show the
other
day.
Oh, good.
Talking
But, you know, that's kind of interesting. I mean, we're just trying to be cutting edge here in Fairfield County and the surrounding areas. We actually met with Hocking Valley Community Hospital nurse leaders in Logan. Andy Good and I met with them last week about, you know, palliative care. But how can we, you know, meet the needs of these patients once they're in the hospital and then discharged? So,
right.
You know, and we're flexible. I mean, we try to do what we can to meet needs, but it's kind of fun to do something where there's not so many regulations that you've got to put people in a certain program with certain focuses.
Mm-hmm. And we're not competing against each other. We're all in here for the patient.
We're all
right.
working together.
Right,
so.
Absolutely.
And so that's something I think, you know, we all appreciate. And so we do palliative care in all the nursing homes and assisted livings, but, you know, the idea is, you know, maybe not people don't have to have dedicated beds. We can see patients anywhere.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to be in a specific bed. Even like you were talking, Heather, at the hospital, they can have palliative care anywhere.
Right. And we, like I said, a lot of our patients in those four beds in the palliative care unit, a lot of those patients and families, that's end of life care that we're doing. But we wanted to get that palliative care, the 2 years out to everybody. So the patients that we see in palliative care for that, they don't necessarily have to come to our unit, but we can still provide that coordinated palliative care for them.
And people ask me oftentimes when I'm talking about palliative care, is there a charge for it? We don't charge the patients and families for this care. Physicians can bill for a visit just as nurse practitioners can if they see the patient like a consult or a visit. And so that's done. You know, so the doctors and the nurse practitioners can bill for that through insurance. But we, if you're here to take care of people regardless of ability to pay, whether it's palliative care or hospice. So if people don't have insurance, that's fine with us. We want to be there to help them.
Yeah, so they don't have to worry about us tacking on another bill on top of their bill.
Right, and we get that question a lot. At that time, people are very concerned about finances, and that just creates anxiety and stress, and it's great to be able to explain that they don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, you know, anyone that's had a serious illness, I mean, look at all the copays you have to pay. I mean, you can be copaid to death, really. It's just too much. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why people are concerned about finances, which I understand that. So we, you know, we're very blessed that we are very well supported by the community and we want to give back. And so, you know, we try to do what we can with that. Let's talk a little bit about diagnoses. What kind of problems, health issues can people have and qualify for palliative care, Heather?
Palliative care, actually any diagnosis can qualify as long as they need those symptoms managed, they need more in-depth coordination of their care, and they need that team approach. Almost any diagnosis, we see a lot of course, the big ones are cancer, heart disease, congestive heart failure, lung disease like COPD.
Sure.
And we do see a lot of that, those. But we've had several things that you wouldn't think of, like MS, or sometimes people come in with something acute, a perforated bowel, or something in there at an age where they don't feel like surgery is the option they want to go, and they just want those symptoms managed and to be as comfortable as possible. So we see those patients too.
Is kidney disease, like if they're on dialysis?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Kidney disease is a big one also.
Yeah, so this is, and a lot of the, like you said, Dr. Murray sees patients in the hospital, and then Dr. Brian Varney does a lot of the palliative care in the community. So a lot of people are familiar with him, but he goes to a lot of the nursing facilities. And then we have Jill Kennedy, one of our nurse practitioners, that will also make visits. And she's kind of doing a lot of the outlying areas. She's in Hocking County and, you know, towards Athens a lot, and as well as some Fairfield County. So we just have a great team approach, but we want to have enough people, you know, that can actually meet the need. So I want to thank you, Heather. It's been real interesting talking about palliative care. And I think, you know, as long as we continue to do what we can to meet the needs of our community, our palliative program will be very successful.
Mm-hmm. And it makes for a very good transition for somebody who's seriously ill. There's no abrupt change with the palliative care. It is somewhat like hospice.
And, you know, I was thinking, Rick, there's times where patients have gotten better and we've discharged them off of hospice, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
We call it graduating from hospice. And so we can actually put them in our palliative program because we feel bad. I mean, we've grown attached to these people and we want to provide care for them. So that's a nice transition for us, too, to be able to provide palliative care when someone actually has gotten better.
Oh, yeah. If I was going to graduate from something, I'd pick hospice. Hospice would be my first choice.
We actually gave a patient a graduation certificate once, remember?
She was the first. She said she never graduated from anything. She had to drop out of high school. So when she was graduating from Fairhope Hospice, we did the don to get her a little cap and gown.
That's great. So. It was fun. So that's what we do. Celebrate life every day, right?
Every chance we get.
So I want to thank Heather Huffman, clinical nurse leader.
Thank you for having me.
Well, and she's been with Fifth Medical Center 11 years.
So she's
got a lot of experience. And Rick Schneider, I want to thank you for being with us as well. And I want to thank you for listening. And remember, celebrate life.